afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, right down here on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. And I'll tell you what, I hope you all are enjoying today. Pretty nice day out there, maybe a little on the cool side, but not bad at all. I think it's going to be a little colder tomorrow, but I'll tell you what, not a bad day at all. Have you all mowed grass yet? Well, my grass is such I haven't had to mow it yet, but Friday is the day. Friday is the big day that I go out and mow the grass. So I've got my mower all ready to go, and so far as I know, it's ready to roll. I just need to get some gas for it, and I'll be ready to hit that yard. Hit it hard. Well, did you have a good weekend? The wife and I had a good time. She got a long-needed eye exam, and her eyes didn't get any worse, which was good news. And I told her, I said, well, if your eyes get worse, we'll get you some brand new glasses. She likes to order off of the site Zinni. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not, Zinni.com. But anyways, they have a lot of cool glasses on there. Well, her eyes didn't get any worse, so she didn't need any new glasses. So she thought she wasn't going to get any new glasses because she didn't need any. Well, I said, go ahead and order some anyway. So she ordered 3 new pairs of glasses off of Zinni. So she was still a happy camper that she got glasses, even though her prescription for her glasses didn't change. But anyhow, then we went out to eat and went to Applebee's this time, right here in town. Her appointment was out to Walmart, and so we did that. Then we went right over to Applebee's, had just a little bit of a wait, not long at all, and they got us seated at a table. And what my wife first ordered, she didn't care for because they had a certain kind of sauce on it. It was some sort of a strawberry-type salad. And the sauce on it just wasn't very good. Well, they replaced it with she ordered a chicken salad, second of all, and she loved it. Well, they didn't even charge us extra for the salad that she didn't like. The waitress was just fantastic, and the service out there at Applebee's, they just took good care of us. So I didn't get the waitress's name, but we did a nice review. They can, on those little consoles they got at your table, you know, you can do a review, and so we gave them all good high marks and then wrote on there that they took care of us and didn't charge us an extra for the salad, even though we sent one back, which they could have. They could have charged us extra and said, hey, you guys took that salad and didn't like it, so we're going to charge you extra for it. Well, they didn't, and took good care of us here at Applebee's here in town. So that was good service, and so we had a good time over the weekend. And this weekend, I think we're going to go down to Columbus Way off of Sawmill Road and try the BD's Mongolian Barbecue. Have you ever tried a Mongolian barbecue? You just fill up your bowl with all kinds of veggies and meats, and then they throw it on the grill. I don't know exactly how they're doing it because of COVID, but they are open. So they've got some way figured out, I'm sure. So I think we're going to do that this weekend and go out and attempt to try that. Well, we want to thank our supporter. I guess enough rambling for now. I've got some offbeat facts, fast facts for you in just a second. But first of all, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. It's got offbeat news, trivia, and the whole nine yards up there. That's radionate.webs.com. Also, we're streaming online at the station website. It's a fantastic website, www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. Go check that out. All the shows are archived, probably way back to 2016, I would imagine, maybe further than that. Charlie's shows are still up there, and they've got all kinds of great shows up there. So you can also check out all of my shows that are up there as well in the show archives page at WWGH1071.com. Well, we are giving away an extra gift card today. I've got two $5 gift cards to give away at 4:55 this afternoon. One to McDonald's and one to Dollar General. And we're giving away an extra gift card today. We usually don't give away an extra gift card in the middle of the month, but we have to celebrate that we are back at full power this week. So everybody should be able to hear me today, and so that's great news. We are very happy about that. So we are in our new studio like we were last week, but we're back in the new studio, and we are at full power. So this is a great show. So we are giving away an extra gift card to celebrate that. So a Dollar General gift card and a McDonald's gift card. We'll do two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll get to that trivia in just a moment. First of all, some offbeat fast facts for you. You are always looking at your nose. Your brain just chooses to ignore it. Golf was the first sport to be played on the moon. A housefly hums in the key of F. Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete. The sun is actually white, but the Earth's atmosphere makes it appear yellow. Snakes can see even with their eyes closed. A flipped coin is more likely to land on the side it started on. Mosquitoes prefer to bite people with type O blood. Mountain lions can whistle. And finally, when a koala is born, it is about the size of a jelly bean. And there's some offbeat fast facts for you to start off the show today on Offbeat News and Trivia. Speaking of the trivia, let's get to that right now. Our telephone number is 740-383-9944. All you need to do for a chance to win a Dollar General gift card or a McDonald's gift card is just call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Here's the first question. What technology was first used to track weather during World War II? What technology was first used to track weather during World War II? During the Middle Ages, a barber often had many jobs. What were some of them? During the Middle Ages, a barber often had many jobs. What were some of them? This creature sometimes is found in the kitchen late at night, is considered one of the world's oldest living insects, and a not very welcomed one, I will add to that. This creature sometimes is found in the kitchen late at night, is considered one of the world's oldest living insects. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be radar.
Radar, that is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. Not too bad weather out today, is it?
No, it's been pretty decent. I've been outside a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's been in the 60s, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what we've been in.
Yeah, we'll take that for an April day.
Right.
All righty. Well, Mr. David Avery, I'll put you in the drawing for one of these two gift cards.
All righty.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for listening out there.
You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our number. The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, roach is the insect you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. And is this Scott?
No, this is Lee.
This is Lee. All right. I got you wrong today. Sorry about that, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Lee. Well, you having a good day so far?
So far, yeah.
Good deal, good deal. Weather's not too bad, is it?
A little chilly, but the sun's shining, so.
Yeah, we'll take that sunshine over a dismal day, won't we?
Yeah.
All right, Lee. Well, I'll put you in the stack, and thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate you listening out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right, guess the wrong caller there. Sometimes I'm incorrect on that. On my guesses out there, 740-383-9944. Earth is the third planet from the sun and is what in the solar system in terms of size? What number in terms of size is the Earth? It is the third planet from the sun, of course, and in the solar system, what number in terms of size? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, what number in terms of size? What is the average number of kittens in a litter? What is the average number of kittens in a litter? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the barber, one of the other jobs they had were dentist.
Right, it was dentist. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Been a while since I could listen to you guys.
Yeah, we just got back at full power, I believe, on Saturday sometime. As when we got that antenna fixed up.
Yeah, I couldn't hardly pick it up in the vehicle, and I couldn't pick it up in the house at all.
Yeah, it was definitely barely covering the Marion area, I believe. I couldn't hardly get it even out on 95 in my car radio.
Yeah, I live out in Big Island, and I couldn't get it.
Yeah, so that was a shame. And then, of course, I can usually get it in my car radio down in Waldo, where I live, and I couldn't get us down in Waldo either. So we were definitely low on power for sure.
Yeah, I don't have internet, so the radio is the only thing I got as far as listening to you guys.
Yeah, a lot of folks are that way. You know, there's a lot of folks that still listen on the good old 107.1 FM, you know it?
That's what I got.
Right. Hey, what's your first name? I'll put you in the drawing.
Hey, this is Scott. I guessed you once.
I should have guessed now, you know it? And I'd have been right, you know it? All right, Scott. Well, I'll put you in the drawing for one of these two gift cards.
All righty, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm glad you're back with us.
I'm glad you're back on the air. I really ain't got another radio station to listen to if I'm not listening to you guys.
Hey, we appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, you know, there's a lot of folks that listen online, but you know what? There's a ton of folks that still listen over the radio, and I'm one of them that prefers to listen over the radio. I listen online when I'm in my home, but when I'm driving around, I've got my radio on 107.1 FM. That is for sure and for certain. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, 4 kittens in a litter.
Right, that is one of the averages of a kittens in a litter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Nate?
Good. Hey, it's good to talk to you again.
You too.
Missed you guys when we were off.
Yeah, we did too. We missed not listening to you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was no fun being powered down.
No, it wasn't. Having powered down either.
Yeah, you probably had to maybe get in the car to hear us at all, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had to get in the car to hear you.
Yeah, and even then it was kind of scratchy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're back at full power at you, Miss Becky.
Yeah, we're glad you're back too.
Well, I will put you in the stack for one of these two gift cards. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey,
Talk to you later.
Hey,
have a good day.
Thanks for calling. You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, glad to have everybody back with us out there on 107.1 on the FM dial. Which U.S. president had a cat named Socks in the White House? Which U.S. president had a cat named Socks in the White House? This next U.S. president owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. This U.S. president owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? And what is the name of the laboratory in orbit above the Earth that astronauts live in? What is the name of the laboratory in orbit above the Earth that astronauts live in? Can you tell me that? All right, we have to take a quick break. I believe our break's coming up. If it doesn't happen, we'll just keep on talking right through it here. Here on Offbeat News and Trivia, I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, down on South Prospect Street in our brand new studios. Good to be talking to you today at full power. So, if this break happens, we will take it and come on back here at 107.1 FM, WWGH, your talking place. Okay, the break's not going to happen, so we'll go ahead and take this call. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Okay, well, give us a call back. I think we lost you there. Sorry about that. Yeah, just give us a call back. 740-383-9944 if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. Just give me a buzz and give me a call right back here, and we'll get you up on the air and get you signed up. We're giving away a Dollar General gift card and a McDonald's gift card. We'll do two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon, so it's your chance to win one of these two gift cards, because we'll draw two names today. So be part of the team here at WWGH Radio. Here we go. Here comes another caller calling in here. Hi, we're on the air.
I think Clinton had socks.
Yes, Clinton had socks. That is right.
And he also had a cat named Socks, too, I guess.
Yeah, that is right. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. The sun shining. Whenever the sun shines, it's a good day.
It sure is. It looks great out there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I'll tell you what, it just lifts my spirits every time I look out the window in the morning and see that sun shining.
That's right, unless you're a farmer and you want rain, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's what they say about April showers, but when we have sun in April, I will take it.
Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Janet. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:32 is the time. Nate Redmond here on Offbeat News and Trivia here in Air Chair 1. All right, feel free to call any time. We will see if we have anybody else give us a call here. We will turn to the Offbeat News stack otherwise and let you know what's happening in the world of Offbeat News. But like I said, feel free to give me a call anytime, and we will be happy to be interrupted with a phone call for sure, and we'll get back to some more trivia in just a few moments, okay? Well, we have our fellow back in the news, Mr. David Rush, setting another Guinness World Record. Now, what do you suppose he set this time? Well, I will tell you. An Idaho man said he had to grow out his fingernails to recapture a Guinness World Record for stacking wet bars of soap. That's right. Wet bars of soap. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said he had to grow out his fingernails so he could get a secure enough grip to take on the record for most bars of wet soap stacked in 1 minute. Rush previously set the record at 30 bars of soap in 1 minute, but that mark was taken later by someone who stacked 32 bars. The record-breaking enthusiast managed to recapture his title with 34 bars of soap stacked. I have trouble holding on to one bar of soap myself. I'm always dropping it in the shower forever. And then it gets a big old dent in the side of it. I hate that, don't you? Man, it always lands right on the drain, too. And then I get a nice big old dent in my soap. But anyways, this fellow, Mr. David Rush, talented individual, recaptured the title, 34 bars of soap stacked in 1 minute. Alrighty, there we go. A Japanese astronaut was awarded a Guinness World Record when he took 2 spacewalks 15 years and 214 days apart. Soichi Noguchi, an astronaut with the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, went for a spacewalk March the 5th as part of an Expedition 64, a record-breaking amount of time after his August 3rd, 2005 spacewalk. His gap between spacewalks broke a record previously set by a Russian cosmonaut, Sergei Krylev. He says, "I feel very honored and humbled to beat the record set by the legendary Russian cosmonaut." Guinness sent a digital version of an official certificate to Noguchi on the International Space Station. He said receiving the certificate in space was very cool and creative. So it was all spaced out, if you will. Spaced out 15 years and 214 days apart. The longest time between spacewalks, and he set a record. Well, this is a sticky situation. Road crews in Pennsylvania were left dealing with a situation, a sticky situation, when 2 tractor trailers collided under a highway overpass, causing one to spill its load of syrup. Reports indicate one of the trucks jackknifed around 1 p.m. Thursday on Interstate 476 in West Coshocton and collided with another truck underneath the overpass near Matson Ford Road. The tractor trailer carrying a load of syrup ended up on its side, spilling the sticky substance onto the roadway. Crews were summoned to the scene to clean up the mess. No injuries were reported. So there you go. Fortunately, there was no injuries there, but they spilled it all over the place. Just show up with a little portable grill and make you some pancakes, and you have all the syrup you need. All you can eat pancakes by the side of the highway. Yeah, I'm not sure how clean that would be, but anyhow, pancakes and syrup. That makes for a meal right there for sure. All right, it is April the 14th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1775, the first abolitionist society in the U.S. was organized in Philadelphia with Ben Franklin as president. 1793, a royalist rebellion in Santo Domingo was crushed by French Republican troops. 1828, the first edition of Noah Webster's Dictionary was published under the name American Dictionary of the English Language. 1860, the first Pony Express rider arrived in San Francisco with mail originating in St. Joseph, Missouri. 1865, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He actually died early the next morning. 1889, the first International Conference of American States began in Washington, D.C. 1894, the first public showing of Thomas Edison's kinetoscope took place. 1902, James Cash, J.C. Penney, opened his first retail store in Kimmerer, Wyoming. It was called the Golden Rule Store. Also on this date in history, in 1910, U.S. President William Howard Taft threw out the first ball for the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. And in 1912, the Atlantic passenger liner Titanic, on its maiden voyage, hit an iceberg and began to sink, 1,517 people lost their lives and more than 700 survived. And that's what happened on this April the 14th, on this day in history. So there you go. All right, hey, if you get a chance, send me an email anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Right now, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Dollar General gift card today and a McDonald's gift card today. We'll do two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll put you in the stack with the rest of the folks that have called, and you will be have a potential to win one of these gift cards. All right, here we go with the trivia questions. The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? Earth is the third planet from the sun and is what in the solar system in terms of size? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What are we in terms of size? What number? What was the name of the very first cartoon cat? What was the name of the very first cartoon cat? This president owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. This president owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. He was also the 16th president. Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? And let's go to page 3. That's what I've got left. What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas? Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, give me a call like this person's doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Hi, finally got through.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. You're looking for the Blue Angels.
Yes, I'm looking for the Blue Angels. Have you ever got to see them perform?
A long time ago down in Florida.
Yeah, down in Florida. Yeah, they are something else, aren't they?
They are something else. They're the Air Force Base here in Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Well, what do you got on the menu for supper tonight?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We're having a late Easter dinner. My one grandson could not make it for Easter. He got in yesterday. The dam for a couple days, so I'm fixing them Easter dinner.
All right, so you're having ham or turkey, or what you having?
We're having ham, potatoes, deviled eggs, whatever, to go with it, and we're making, which is going to be a late dinner, but that's what I'm fixing.
Well, that's great, Bob. That sounds real good.
Yep. So, how'd your weekend go?
Weekend was really good. Had a great weekend, and my wife got her eyes checked out. Turns out, in 5 years, her eyes didn't get any worse, so that was good.
Yep. Yeah, well, you're coming in good along good right now.
Oh, that's great to hear. Good deal.
right. Talk to you later.
All right, Bob. Take care.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, 4:43:42 is the time, so we'll just call it 4:44 here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on the FM dial and streaming online at our website at WWGH1071.com. If you've never been to the website, I encourage you to check it out. When you do listen live there, it's real easy. You just have to scroll down a little ways to see the player. And then it says listen live and just click that button. You don't have to download anything on the regular website. Just WWGH1071.com. Click that listen live button and you are off and running online there. And then, of course, if you do download the TuneIn app, just type in WWGH and then it's available for you to check out there as well. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we've got. We have got something in the mailbox from somebody named Peter this week, and Peter has a question for us coming up in just a moment. First of all, if you'll do me a favor and head with me down this long, long hallway and make a right, I have our chairs set up, and take a seat there. We're all socially distanced like we're supposed to be, and on the bulletin board, on our chalkboard, I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is propinquity. Propinquity. P-R-O-P-I-N-Q-U-I-T-Y. P-R-O-P-I-N-Q-U-I-T-Y. Propinquity. It's a noun. The definition is nearness in place or proximity. Nearness in place or proximity. Propinquity entered English in the first half of the 15th century. So it's been around for quite a while. But I'll tell you what, I would not think that propinquity means nearness in place or proximity. But sure enough, it does. So you can just drop that into your conversation next time with somebody if you'd like. Just say, hey, I'd like to be in close propinquity to you. And they'll look at you like, what did you just say to me? They'll probably think you insulted them. And you can just say, no, I just mean proximity. I like to be in close proximity to you, propinquity. That is our weird word of the week for this week. All right. Now, head with me from the classroom. We need to take a kind of a long trek. Our mailbox is down at the end of the lane there, and it's our nice little white mailbox with our red letters on it that has our address on it, and we'll open up the mailbox together, and sure enough, there's a letter in there, and this week it comes from Peter. And Peter emailed the inbox at radionateosu@gmail.com, which you can anytime. You can email anytime, and I will answer your question live on the air, radionateosu@gmail.com. And Peter has a very unusual question. And I'm not exactly sure where Peter got. I don't remember ever talking about this. Maybe I did somewhere, but he says, Nate, I like to paint. Do you ever like to paint? Well, Peter, that is a very good question. And I am not a painter at all. I shouldn't say at all. One time when I was down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I got the itch to paint, to go get me a blank canvas and paint a picture of the ocean. So I did. I painted a picture of the ocean, and I still have it hanging up in my bedroom at home, the wife and I's bedroom. I've got it hanging up, and it's a picture of the beach. And it's not real good. by any means, but that's about the only time I've ever painted on canvas. I mean, I've watercolor painted stuff, you know, paint by number and things like that. But, Peter, I am not a very good painter at all. But that is a very interesting question. So, as you can tell, we take questions of all sort within reason. I mean, if they're raunchy, we won't read it on the radio, of course. But other than that, I'll answer any question that you shoot at me, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. So send them on in, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Send me a question, and you could be featured in the mailbox in this segment called What's That in the Mailbox? Want to talk a little bit about my Facebook pages. You can find me on Facebook. You can friend me, first of all, on my personal Facebook page by just looking me up, Nate Redmond. That's R-E-D-M-O-N-D, Nate Redmond. And I'm from Waldo, so you'll see that pop up when you search me on Facebook. You can friend me, and I post all kinds of videos and different things like that. And we can become friends on Facebook. Or my site for the show is simply Radio Nate. And you can just search me, Radio Nate, into Facebook and click the follow button. And then I send out all kinds of little interesting facts. And then, of course, we post the recipe up there every week, and you can check that out. So just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and you'll find that. Or you can friend me on my personal account, and it's Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. And I have it set up to private so we have become friends so you can see my stuff. So you can, check that out. That's Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Okay, we got 5 minutes left until we do our drawing. And we're going to be drawing this afternoon for a McDonald's gift card and a Dollar General gift card. Doing two drawings today. So we'll find out who those winners are in 5 minutes. Right now, we'll see if we can get some more trivia questions answered and get another potential winner or two in here. So here we go. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? The wild animals in the movie Madagascar escaped from which city zoo? Earth is the third planet from the sun and is what in the solar system in terms of size? What number in the solar system in terms of size is Earth? What was the name of the very first cartoon cat? What was the name of the very first cartoon cat? 740-383-9944. This U.S. president is the 16th president and owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. This president was the 16th president and owned a pet turkey and two pet goats. Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? Which U.S. president and his family got Macaroni the Pony as a gift from his vice president? Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas? Which famous person fought at the 1836 Battle of the Alamo in Texas? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? Which famous book describes the adventures of a family that is shipwrecked on an island? And here's one I haven't given you yet. One more bonus trivia here. What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? 740-383-9944. And we've got 2 minutes left until we do our drawing and find out who our winners are going to be for today. got a couple offbeat news stories here for the remainder of the time. A 90-year-old Japanese woman who has worked for the same company since 1956 earned a Guinness World Record as the world's oldest office manager. Yasuko Tamaki, who will celebrate her 91st birthday May 15th, still works 5 days a week at Sunco Industries for 7.5 hours a day. All I did was doing what I'm expected to do for 90 years, so I don't know what to say. I am truly touched, she said. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be Evel Knievel?
Evel Knievel, that is correct. How you doing, Ralph?
All good. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it was a mess there for a while.
Sure was. I'll tell you what. Coming into Marion, I really couldn't get the station until I hit city limits.
I hadn't been able to try the radios at home on Saturday, but I was out in my car when it started coming in good.
Okay.
And we traveled like north of Osiris and kind of Delaware State Park and stuff. And I mean, it worked real good on both sides of that.
All right, great.
So it's getting out a lot better.
All right, that's good to hear. Yeah, I'll tell you, it was a bummer when it was down.
Yeah, well, I really didn't realize what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
Until it come back up, and they had I think you was in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think Glenn was in there for a little bit, and that was the last things I heard before it went boom.
That was the end of it.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I'm definitely glad. I saw Scott today. It really improved.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, buddy. I'm glad to hear you back.
Oh, that's good. Good to be back at full power.
Yeah, I hear you're still having your excursions on the weekend, having a good time.
Yep, still having a good time.
Yeah, we've just been running around looking for a truck or a car, and we've just been going different places, so
okay. That's
how far I play you.
Okay.
The radio till I run out.
Okay, all right. That's great, Ralph.
Yeah, well, I better get out of here, I say, it's good hearing you back, and be safe going home.
All right, thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Same here.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, and it is now time to do our drawing and find out who our winner is going to be. So let's mix everybody up here, and let's see who the winner will be for today. Okay, the winner of the McDonald's gift card is Becky. Becky, congratulations. You win the McDonald's gift card. All right, now let us draw for the Dollar General gift card. And the winner for the Dollar General gift card is Janet. Janet, you win the Dollar General gift card. And ladies, I have your addresses, so I will send these out to you through the mail, so you don't have to worry about coming down here and worrying about picking these up. I'll send them right to you. So let me mark it down. Let's see. McDonald's for Becky. And Dollar General for Janet. Okay, very good. We've got it marked, and we will get those sent out to you. Thanks, everybody who did call in. Thank you, Scott, for calling in. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, David. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Becky and Janet. Appreciate the phone calls today very much. And that's what makes the show work is phone calls. So I appreciate you lighting up my lines today and playing trivia. Okay, I've just got enough time for Ladies' Corner, and it's Mexican beef and rice casserole. And you can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. Here's what you need. 1 pound extra lean ground beef. 1 1/2 cups of Kraft Mexican-style shredded four cheese. 1 package of Taco Bell taco seasoning mix. 1 cup long grain white rice uncooked. 1 cup frozen mixed vegetables, carrots, corn, and peas. 1 can, 4.5 ounces of no salt added diced tomatoes, undrained. 1 cup of Taco Bell thick and chunky medium salsa. 1 cup fat-free reduced sodium chicken broth. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375 degrees. Brown meat in large nonstick skillet. Drain. Return meat to skillet. Reserve 1 cup cheese for later use. Add remaining cheese and all remaining ingredients to meat. Mix well. Spoon into 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Spray with cooking spray and cover. Bake 40 to 50 minutes or until rice is tender. Top with reserved cheese, bake uncovered 5 minutes or until melted. And there you have Mexican beef and rice casserole. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. And there you go. Well, it is time for me to go. Again, we're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. My website, radionate.webs.com. This show will be available later on at wwgh1071.com. I will talk to you later.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.